Hello, and welcome back to Kennedy Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and today I will give you my predictions on the MLB playoffs. Who will win their respective playoff games? Who will win the pennant? Stay tuned. I am on social media on Twitter at Kenny_sports and on Instagram at Kenny the Sports Guy. We are finally here. I don't know how, but Major League Baseball is actually going to finish the season as scheduled. Despite the COVID mess with teams like the Marlins and Cardinals, MLB weathered the storm and made it to the postseason. It will look a lot different this year, as there are 16 teams entering the dance, 8 from each league. In addition, there will be a best of 3 wildcard series for each league. Now, you will have to win 2 out of 3 in the wildcard round to advance to the division series. The wildcard series will take place in their respective ballparks. Here's where things get very, very interesting. Beginning with the division series, all teams will shift to neutral site locations in Southern California and Texas for the remainder of the postseason due to the COVID-19 pandemic. All games in the AL division series will take place in San Diego and Los Angeles, while the NL Division Series will take place in Arlington and Houston. After the Division Series is over, things will change slightly. The ALCS will take place in San Diego, while the NLCS will take place at Arlington. When that is all over, the World Series will take place at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, where a champion will be crowned. Wow. I know it's a bit confusing, but that's the schedule for the playoffs. Now that's done, who will make the playoffs? Let's start with the American League. They are the number one seed Tampa Bay Rays, the second seed Chicago White Sox, the third seed Oakland A's, the fourth seed Minnesota Twins, the fifth seed New York Yankees, the sixth seed Houston Astros, the seventh seed Cleveland Indians, and the eighth seed Toronto Blue Jays. As of this recording, only the Rays, White Sox, A's, Twins, Yankees, Indians, and Blue Jays all clinch a playoff berth. The only team that has a clinch a playoff berth is the Houston Astros. The playoff seeding is very similar to the one in the NBA. For example, the Rays are the one seed and will face the Toronto Blue Jays in the wildcard round. In the wildcard round, I have the Rays, White Sox, Athletics, and Yankees moving on to San Diego or Los Angeles. In the division round, I have the Yankees beating the Twins while the White Sox beating the Athletics, creating a Yankees-White Sox ALCS. As much as I like the Yankees in this round, the White Sox will win in 7 games. I don't know. I just feel like the Yankees have been through so much this year with injuries and inconsistent play at times, and the White Sox seems to be having fun in every game. Gerrit Cole and Masahiro Tanaka will show up, but what about the rest of the rotation? Will they deliver? Will Luke Voit continue his remarkable season and possibly win the MVP? Will Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton stay healthy? I just feel like it won't be enough. I think the Yankees are going to fall in 7. So, the White Sox move on to the World Series. Who will make the postseason from the National League? Here are the teams that are in or in the process of being in the postseason. The number one seeded Los Angeles Dodgers. The number two seeded Atlanta Braves. The number three seeded Chicago Cubs. The number four seeded San Diego Padres, the number five seeded St. Louis Cardinals, the sixth seed Miami Marlins, the seventh seed Cincinnati Reds, and the eighth seed San Francisco Giants. Unlike the American League, the National League playoff race is a little bit too tight. The Reds and Giants currently hold the seventh and eighth playoff spot, but the Phillies and Brewers are right on their tails. It is possible, as of this recording, that the Phillies and Brewers might replace the Reds and Giants in the postseason. In this wildcard round, I have the Dodgers, Reds, Cubs, and Padres all advancing to the NLDS. I have the Dodgers and the Padres advancing to the NLCS, where it will last to 7 games. The Padres have been fun to watch, and I enjoy watching them throughout this whole COVID-shortened season. This might sound a little bit crazy, but I have them beating the Dodgers in the NLCS. I don't know about the Dodgers. I feel like the Dodgers are going to choke again. And this Padres team reminds me of the 2003 Florida Marlins, that Marlins team wasn't expected to win a World Series that year. With a bunch of young players, and oh boy, did it. Players like Fernando Tatis, Will Myers, and Eric Hosmer would lead the Padres to a World Series. In addition, I think Fernando Tatis will win the NLCS MVP and quite possibly the NL MVP. Now that is settled, who do I have winning the World Series? The White Sox or the Padres? Before I reveal my predictions, here's a quick three reasons why this will be a great World Series matchup. The number one reason, both teams are the most exciting teams in baseball, with young players potentially being great. On the Padres side, you have Fernando Tatis Jr., who already said that he could win the NLCS MVP and the NL MVP. Then you got Luis Robert, who has the potential to be the next Mike Trout. Seeing these two meet in the postseason will not only spike up ratings for MLB, but it will introduce relatively new players in the minds of baseball fans. It will bode well for MLB. The second reason is the moves both teams made in the offseason / trade deadline. The White Sox made quite a splash in the offseason, signing Dallas Keuchel, Yasmani Grandal, Edwin Encarnacion, and others. As for the Padres, they were very, very active in the trade deadline, getting Mike Clevinger, Mitch Moreland, Austin Nola, and Trevor Rosenthal. These moves will pay off handsomely. And the number three reason, both teams has not been good in a long, long time. For both teams, it has been a very long struggle just to get into the playoffs. If this happens, both teams will have went from worst to first place. Last year, the White Sox were 72-89, while the Padres finished 70-92. The last time the Padres finished over 500, 2010. I throw in a bonus reason. It just feels fresh, you know? I mean, unlike the NBA, it seems like they have the same teams going into the postseason and actually going to the championship. But in baseball, it seems like every other year, a different team moves on to the World Series. I mean, I like that because I feel there should be more unpredictability in sports instead of the same old teams that go in it. With the Padres and White Sox, it will bring like a fresh matchup towards it. And with the core young players that the White Sox and Padres have, it will actually make for a very, very entertaining postseason full of bat flips, possibly fights, and good offense and good defense. And the Padres, I feel like they deserve a World Series appearance because they have been fun to watch. I just hope that, you know, the ratings for the World Series is high enough that people will start watching. Although people might not watch given the fact of what's happening in the world with, you know, all the protests, the whole entire national anthem thing. And I just feel like it brings a fresh matchup to it. So after all the in-depth that I said throughout this episode, who do I have winning the World Series? Be honest, this is a very, very tough one. Oh, man. But be honest, I will have to go with the Padres in six. I think the young and up-and-coming Padres will score a lot of runs, putting the pressure on White Sox pitching staff, and Eric Hosmer will have a breakout series, and Fernando Tatis will be Fernando Tatis Jr. The White Sox, I feel like the offense will struggle at times. However, the Padres will miss Mike Clevinger because he might be out with an injury and might not pitch in the playoffs at all. And I feel like the White Sox will not take advantage of it, and I feel like they would go cold at the worst possible time. I mean, the White Sox pitching staff will, you know, keep the Padres at bay, but it's not going to be enough. I think the Padres will be like an offensive juggernaut in this series, and I feel like they're going to overwhelm the entire pitching staff of the White Sox, and Yeah, so I have the Padres over the White Sox in 6 games. I would say 7, but I think the Padres wants to end it there. Well, folks, that is my time. Please subscribe to my podcast at Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Until the next episode, see ya.